Well, look at this. It is Tuesday morning, the time we check in to find out what is fun out there in the Magic Valley, because we check in with Kathy at Magic Valley News, this little free publication you can pick up throughout southern Idaho. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing good on this chilly morning.
A little bit cool.
Ready to give you exciting events.
What do you? Well, I'll tell you what. I see you've got a sticker design that's about to need a winner attached to it. So, what's going on there?
All right. So, Glanbia is has offered a contest for the best design sticker, and you've got 2 days left to get your design into the store. And you can see more information about their ad on page 27. But get that in, because you can win great prizes there, like these for a year.
There you go. Now, 68 events. You've counted them up, huh? You took the time to figure it out.
Yeah, that way it gives you an idea. I had nothing better to do, you know.
So 68, and some of them, well, they're scattered throughout your little booklet, right?
They are. There's, you know, it starts on page 3. There's 33 in the repeat section, and then also it starts, well, at the beginning of the month, but you'll want to go to, I believe it's about page 17 for the 17 or 23 for the end of the month, but we have 35 events.
Wow.
You know, for this week, there's live music, corn mazes, bingo, archery leagues, and that's both for youth and adults, and much more.
Yeah.
Much more.
Much, and, much, you know, more, yeah. Go with much, yeah, more this time.
Yeah. We've been, it's Tuesday morning, what can I tell you? We've been talking, you know, for the last month or so about the election. That's next Tuesday.
Right.
If you still haven't made your decision or want more information, go to our website, magicvalleynews.org/voting, and you'll see your ballot information about all the issues. There's an amendment, position, bonds, levies. You know, and Paula, you and I have both said, we don't tell you how to vote. We just provide the information for you to make a decision.
Let you decide, yeah. I see that there's a lot of haunted festivals, like Idaho State School for the Deaf and Blind. They've got something going on, huh?
They do. On the 30th and 31st, they have their Haunted Fall Festival on campus, and tickets are required. So go to their website. And, you know, with the 31st being that big spooky day, there's trunk or treating. I found some listings, at least in Filer, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's going to be a Twin Falls Community Harvest Festival in City Park. Page 23 has the events, times, and locations. Also on the 31st at 7 p.m. in Shoshone, there's the Haunted House at the Columbia Hotel. That's on page 5. And, you know, that kind of takes care of up until Thursday. So what's going to happen, you know, the rest of the week? Well, that means it's November, and you guys can't see right now what is going on, but our magazine will be out to the over 200 stands by and or on the 1st of November. So check that out. Now, what do you grow a beard?
Me? Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't have to look pretty anymore, so, you know.
Well, here's the thing that you can do. The Longhorn Coffee Saloon in Fairfield, they're doing a beard and mustache contest. It's on page 15 for in the November issue for details. And there's, you know, so check that out.
Do they have one for Scraggly? That's what I want to know. I need
they
one.
They have all kinds of different.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, different.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't think today.
Yeah.
But anyhow, check that out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, also in Buell and Burley on the repeat sections, information about AA and the Al-Anon. But on the 1st, there's still some haunted houses, costume parties. There's live music at the Spud Cellar in Burley. On the 2nd, in Hanson and Richfield, they are starting the Christmas bazaars, and so they're going to be at the schools.
Got a lot there, yeah. And of course you got the Philharmonic in Burley, 7 o'clock. That's at the King Fine Arts Center. Okay, well, Kathy, we got to get people to you and get your magazine. You're going to get that distributed for November. How do they get a hold of you? November's already been published, so you're ready to hit the streets with that. But people that want to get it in for December, how do they get a hold of you to get the information to you?
They give me a call at 208-536-0094.
All right.
And also, if you want to do like one couple did, to make it easy for you, you can give me a call at that same number and get a subscription to the magazine, and then it comes to your mailbox. And that's just $20 a year, just the cost of postage.
The cost of postage, so there you go.
Yep, you have any questions, any comments, give me a call at 208-536-0094.
All right. Well, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate it. We're going to send people your way. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. See you. All right. There you go. That's what you got to do. Get over and grab one of those magazines. They are free, no charge, and you can get your free information in there as well. They do offer that as well. All right. Let's move on. We've got the Judds on the way, and we are going to update you with all the latest in the Cowboy and Cowgirl arena. Yeah, it's the Leaderboard with Steve Kenyon on the way. Stand by.